The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
From Grand Slam in the first inning to Champagne de-iced. How did it all go wrong for Atlanta? Plus, the latest on Derrick Henry's timetable, Von Miller's trade today, and the quarterbacks who went straight from the bench to the Hall of Fame this week. Let's go.
Oh, baby.
That's the time zone, Mike White.
Speaking of which, where is the baby?
First inning grand slam in a closeout win-it-all game should have you planning the parade. But that's not the case for Atlanta. Duvall's moment was huge. The ballpark was quaking. And it all went away methodically. The Astros rolling Atlanta 9-5 to force game six. And it stirs up echoes of agony for Atlanta and new life for Houston. George Sedano, around the horn to you. How did Atlanta let this get away from them? What does it mean going forward?
Oh, Tony, it's about experience and execution. This may not be 28-3, but
I knew somebody
nothing,
was going to do this.
Oh, man, I don't know. It's not feeling good, but experience and execution. Look at the 2017 alumni of the Houston Astros, the guys who've been there, the guy who won a championship, the guys who won that championship. 9 of 20 yesterday, 6 RBI, 6 runs. Okay, here's the other thing. Phil Maton, their relief pitcher, he's kept them in a bunch of these games. 11 appearances in 15 postseason games, okay? 0.82 ERA, 13 strikeouts. And here's the part, execution. The Astros offense has awoken here all of a sudden. Look, through the first four games, Tony, they only had 11 runs. That's not the Astros that we've seen through this postseason. By the way, they still had more points, or runs in this case, than the Texans through halftime in the month of October yesterday. How about that for a stat? 11 runs versus 8 particular points for the Texans. But here's the deal. This thing is about the Astros figuring it out on offense. They are moving forward here, Tony. They're going to win this.
Everybody's moving forward.
Now.
Nobody's going behind. You're right on that, George. When you're a minute into your answer and you have to say, here's the deal, I wonder if you've got a deal all along. Woody Page, I'll bring you in here.
George, sounds like he lost a bet or something the way he was talking about his Atlanta Braves there. I think the series turned on one play last night. That was Maldonado drawing that walk, forcing Mentor by squeezing the batting range there, moving in closer to the plate. I think A.J. Minter couldn't figure it out and ended up walking him. And once they walked him, it seemed to change the entire dimension of the game and the series, I think. It's now 3-2, of course. They're going back to Houston. 39 teams have gone home to the sixth and seventh games, trailing 3-2. 13 of those have won the World Series. I give the Houston Astros the opportunity to do that because I think the Braves were decimated by what happened last night.
Kevin Blackstone, I'll turn to you.
Well, can we give some credit to Dusty Baker, who went into last night's game in desperation and shook up his lineup? And who's the first person to benefit from that shakeup? It was Bregman, who got that got those couple of runs back or run back early on after the grand slam. And then you just look at the rest of the lineup, and as George said, they woke up. Gurriel, Maldonado with the 3 RBIs, Correa with 3 hits. They were hitting up and down that lineup, and that's the offense that you expect. And the other interesting thing is, which may play going forward, is they taxed that bullpen from Atlanta. So let's see how many fresh arms or how tired those arms are going forward in this next game or maybe next two games. And I think that Dusty Baker, he just played a full hand right there, and that was brilliant.
And Frank Isola.
Congratulations, Tony. Congratulations, Dusty Baker. Congratulations, Kevin Blackstone, for not burying the lead. You're 100% right. This is Dusty Baker moving Carlos Correa up to the third spot. That's a run-producing spot, and that's exactly what he did. He went 3-for-5, Bregman, who has been in an awful slump and is too good of a player, he got an RBI. But how about the eighth spot where you got the pitcher coming up next, Maldonado, sacrifice fly, walks with the bases loaded, and also got a single and drove in a run. 9 runs without hitting a home run. In the previous 2 games, they had 2 runs and 10 hits. Last night, 9 runs, 12 hits. That's the Astros getting back to what they do best. They're an offensive team, and last night, thanks to Dusty, that's what they did.
I want to get back to Woody, your stat, okay? You said 39 teams in baseball history have gone back home being down 3-2, and 13 have won. So that means 26 have lost. That means the win percentage, you know, is not exactly 500 here, Woody.
Except that it does happen. I mean, and you've got a team in Houston that is, as was Frank was talking about, I mean, they average 7 runs a game, and they average most of that when they're playing in Houston. Mm-hmm. And they're not, well, they're going to have better starting pitching.
George, you want to add something?
I think.
Well, and Tony, to further Woody's point, 13 others have also gotten to a game 7. That's what you want. You want at least a shot to be in that position to win that particular game. So I think that plays a role in this as well.
And Frank, last word.
I still think the Braves are set up because of the pitching. Max Fried, who has not pitched well thus far, he goes game 6. You have Ian Anderson set up for game 7. So for me, the pitching works out.
Whereas Garcia in game 6 for Houston has never pitched on 3 days rest.
3 days
rest.
All
right. Woody, I know you want to give us that one more stat. Teams that win 4 games in the World Series go on to win 100% of the time. I know it, Woody.
He's right.
You're there.
Not really.
We'll move on. Football now. And you know what we say always. On any given day after Saturday, the Cooper Rush game, the Trevor Siemian game, beat Tom Brady, and Mike White and the Jets over Cincinnati and Joe Burrow. Let's start with that backup quarterback coming in for a huge first career start, 405 yards for Mike White. There was a questionable call in the helmet-to-helmet hit because whose helmet really helmeted here, right? And Robert Saleh, when asked about White's game and how it compared to what he's seen from Zach Wilson, the number 2 pick in this year's draft, could White be QB1 for the Jets? Here's how he answered. Well, day to day, anything is possible. Frank, how do you hear that?
Last week was a great week for the backups to you. Yesterday was a great day for all the backups in the NFL. Here's my thing. If I'm the head coach of the Jets and we just got destroyed by New England, our number 1 rival, and now we finally win a game, I'm looking to sell myself in that locker room. I need credibility there. I need the trust of my players. I am not making a quarterback change after I finally won a game where Mike White had a game like this where he told the offensive coordinator LaFleur, you stay upstairs. And Saleh's already said that Mike LaFleur is going to, the offensive coordinator will not be on the field like he was with Zach Wilson. I think it's a smart thing to do. It's still Zach Wilson's team, but you finally won a big game. Absolutely.
Wait, it's Zach Wilson's team, but it's not Zach Wilson's team at the moment, Kevin Blackstone. Do the Jets have a quarterback situation here?
Well, they don't right now because you got a short week, right? And Zach Wilson's not going to be back, so you're going to have White in there again. And the other thing I look at, to Frank's point, is there are 2 types of backup quarterbacks in the NFL. There are those who back up because they are being groomed for the future, and there are those who back up for an emergency situation. This was an emergency situation.
Yep,
Zach Wilson is still the future, and I still think that you're going to have to come back to Zach Wilson at some point to make sure that's the future.
That sounds great, Kevin. But it's not what the coach said, Woody Page. He said, we'll see, day to day. I mean, what does that mean for Zach Wilson hearing that? And what does that mean for the Jets team that just got one of their best wins in years?
Well, I don't blame him for saying that. Your kid just had a great game, threw 45 passes, none of them as far as 16 yards in the entire afternoon.
Okay.
But actually did a great job, won a game for you. Why do you want to say to him, hey, nice job, now get back where you belong in the corner of the locker room? So I think he was in the euphoric of the moment that he was talking about it, that they don't have short-range plans. It's not as if they're going to reel off 8 victories now. They've got a long-term plan with Wilson there, and that's exactly how they're going forward. He didn't want to discuss it at that point.
This is a full-blown quarterback controversy, Tony. Oh, listen, here's what you have to look at right now. This is a defensive-minded coach, okay, who just wants to win a game, all right? He doesn't care who wins the game for him. This kid, Mike White, shout out to him, Pembroke Pines' own, Nova Southeastern University High School Zone in Fort Lauderdale. Yes. 20 minutes from where I grew up, Tony. Yes. This kid's got the goods in one game. He has the most completions in NFL history in a first start with 37. Second most yards, 405. Oh. By the way, a Jets quarterback hasn't thrown for 405 yards since Vinny Testaverde back in 2000. That's how long you have to go. This is a full-fledged controversy.
And not sure I'm with you there completely, George, but I do like the passion in repping the hometown guy. One more story here. Woody, George, this is for you. NFL news of the day is in your market. Denver trading Von Miller and trading him to the LA Rams for a second and third round pick. How an eight-time Pro Bowler is 2 second-day draft picks is to me, interesting, but not as hilarious as Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, and Von Miller on the same defense. Woody, what just happened?
Well, I'd first like to address George. You're welcome, George.
This is a sweetheart deal, I mean, really, isn't it, right?
Suddenly the Rams, who were a Super Bowl contender, could become a Super Bowl favorite. Because the Cardinals have lost now, and the Rams defensively are sixth in the league in sack percentage, 6.9. You're going to see that number go up dramatically when you've got the guy who's got the most sacks of an active player in the National Football League, an eight-time Pro Bowler, and you got a second and a third round draft choice for him. I think it's incredible. And you got the Broncos to pay his salary, the $9 million for the rest of the year. Adding him to that defense, I think, makes as I said, the Rams the favorite in the NFC now over the Cardinals.
George, the Rams posted that they are all in. How in is in with Miller?
Well, they don't have a draft pick, I think, for like the next 10 years, it feels like. Les Snead and Sean McVay don't care about that. They want to win now. You go and trade for Matthew Stafford at 32 years old, that's your window, right? The next several years. So you keep adding to that. But here's the thing, Tony. They don't really need the draft picks on offense, not just because of McVay and Stafford, because if you look at the guys who are the cornerstone guys as far as their skill positions are concerned, whether it's Kupp or Woods or Henderson, they're all young guys. But here's the thing, on defense, man, this team has not looked like that defense we've seen the last couple years, which has been near the top. They need an injection
of life. So you thought
they
needed this move.
Certainly
okay.
That.
Frank, how do you read Von Miller to the LA Rams?
Yeah, Tony, I know what you're getting to. In the NBA, James Harden gets traded, Anthony Davis. You got to give a poor first-round pick, starters, your beach house. And yet here's Von Miller, who basically changed Cam Newton's career forever after that Super Bowl. It's a great move, and it tells you a lot about Matthew Stafford. Put a good defense around him. He's gone from Detroit. They can't win a game if their life depended on it. And right now the Rams look like the best
and
team.
And Blackstone.
It's a no-brainer. They don't even have to pay for Von Miller. And Denver's going to still do it. But I tell you this, L.A. sports fans, how did Scherzer and Trey Turner work out for you this year, huh? Yeah, just don't engrave that
trophy. Yeah, and I'll say this. There was the Rams tweet had a scene from Rounders with John Malkovich. Yeah, pay this man his money. They're all in. Well, Malkovich lost in that seat, the Cardi. All right, enough of that. I want to take a second here to talk about something near and dear to my heart. The body shaming of pizza. Thin crust, thick crust. Why can't we all have crust together? Look at this face. Oh, man. Sarah Spain, incredible job hosting. I don't know where I stopped and you started. And Clinton Yates, incredible job and accurate with the paper toss. That was phenomenal. Also, did anybody else guest host? No, that was it. All right, that's it. We'll see you guys. Thank you, Frank Isola, as well. We'll be back.
It's coming.
By yourself next. Antonella, thanks you, Frank.
Around the Horn is presented by Guinness. Game time is Guinness time. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, It's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
More NFL news on this day. Derrick Henry feared Jones' fracture in his foot, surgery scheduled for tomorrow. Could be anywhere from 6 weeks out to 10 weeks out. That could be the whole season, could be back in the playoffs. Tennessee managed to escape yesterday with a win in Indy after Carson Wentz had a giveaway day. Wentz says the loss was on him. Frank Reich says the loss was on him. Do they know it could be on both of them? George, is this about the Henry injury or the way Indy vomits games away late?
Well, it's about my boy Blue there banging his head against the pole. That to me is the bigger story than anything else. But this is about Derrick Henry, Tony. This is easy. He has 350 rushing yards more than anyone else in the sport, 80% of the Titans' carries on a team that recently went to the AFC title game. This is about Derrick Henry and the Titans.
Woody Page.
George, you can't even talk about a guy throwing left-handed from his end zone on a supposed screen pass. What in the hell is that all about? It is about Henry. What Tennessee has as an advantage is that it's in an easy division. Win the division, try and hang on, and hope that he comes back in late December, early January, and can help you in the playoffs.
Pakistan?
Well, it's about the Colts because they should have won this game, and had they won it, they'd only been two games back. You got no Henry, and you have a lot better chance of trying to catch those guys. Now that's out the window when you look at the schedule that they have left. They got two games against Houston, got Jacksonville, Miami, nobodies.
Yeah, that's the division. I mean, they got two games against Houston, they got Jacksonville. Right. Yeah, Frank Isola, how about you?
Careless and reckless is no or poor qualities for a quarterback. Carson Wentz cannot throw that pass. But everything Tennessee does revolves around Derrick Henry. Handing him the ball, throwing the ball, play action. He threw a touchdown pass. I don't know. I think they're in a lot of trouble. I don't see the point.
Kevin, the way you said it, no Henry, that sounds like something you were giving out at Halloween last night in your house. No Henry.
Give yourself a point.
Saints 36, Bucks 27. Bruce Arians indicating an embarrassing display of football. Quote, an embarrassing display of football. End quote.
That was an embarrassing display of football.
Mm-hmm. You see that, Frank Isola? Now that's hosting. Tom Brady said the loss is on him, but you got to give some credit to, well, first Jameis Winston, but then Trevor Siemian. This was the week of backup QBs. In Dallas, backup quarterback Cooper Rush coming through late to lead the Cowboys on that TD drive to beat the Vikings 20-16. Xavier Woods said this about the Vikings. They prepared all week for Dak. So maybe they were mystified by Cooper Rush. What are you buying and what are you selling from last night's backup quarterback revolution?
Well, I'm buying the New Orleans Saints. They've got the Buccaneers' number, and that number is 12. They're inside Tom Brady's head. Last year and again this year, him throwing the three interceptions and that last one, it was like he was trying to throw it to the Saints. And I've got a stat for you. Trevor Siemian is the only quarterback in Denver history since Peyton Manning to have a winning record.
Okay. Yeah, that's a stat. Kevin Blackstone, how about you?
And he went to Northwestern, as you well know. Okay. The real story was the Cowboys here. Come on. I mean, no Dak, and they go out and they get that W like that. They've got to feel good about themselves, getting Dak that much more rest. I don't know what the Vikings were talking about, although you got to say this, they don't have much film on whoever Cooper Rush was or is, right? But that's on them. You got to play better against a guy
Frank,
like
when
that.
When you hear, well, we were prepping for Dak Prescott, we were not in any way, we're mystified by Cooper Rush. How do you hear that?
Yeah. Every defensive coordinator, no offense to Cooper Rush, would rather face him than Dak Prescott. Give him a lot of credit. That drive down the field, the game-winning score was terrific. After Dallas's defense had a bunch of whistles, that I thought were unfair, especially that roughing the passer. And Woody, by the way, Tom Brady beat the Saints in New Orleans last year in the playoffs.
Woody, you lost me on both the Trevor Siemian stat and also that the Saints have Brady's number. Go ahead, Sedano.
No, but Woody's right, because Tom Brady in 2 years with the Bucs has only thrown four touchdowns and four picks against the Saints, and against everyone else, 71 touchdowns and only 19 interceptions. So put those points back for Woody.
Mattered.
Take them away from Frank and give me some points, reality. That's what I'm buying. I'm buying the Saints defense. And by the way, Cooper Rush, only one scholarship offer, Central Michigan. That's a big story.
Yeah, that is.
Is he from Miami?
That is great. For him to have that type of game, doing it for the Cowboys, the last quarterback to have a game like that off the bat for the Cowboys, Gary Hogaboom, I believe.
Hogaboom.
And he went to Central Michigan.
That's right.
All right.
Clint Longley.
Sedano, you got Woody's points back, but I'm not giving you any points. Here's the deal, all right? Every time you tell us something, you're saying, here's the situation. Here's the deal. Well, here's the deal. You're taking a front row seat with Blackstone to watch Woody Page, Frank Isola. 30 for 30. Showdown next.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Around the Horn is presented by Guinness. Game time is Guinness time. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Woody Page, Frank Isola, good luck in showdown. How Michigan State beat Michigan? Pretty obvious. Kenneth Walker, the third, had five touchdowns. So here's the question, Woody. What do you think hurts Harbaugh more? The way he loses to Ohio State every year or the way he lost to Michigan State this year?
Well, he's 3-9 against the two teams, but let's look at this. He's 0-5 against Ohio State. I think winning one game against them would be important in his career.
Frank?
Heartbreaking loss for Michigan. They were up by 16. They have a very good team, but one game matters to them every year, and it's the end of November against Ohio State.
I think both games matter. I think everything matters. We're going to move on. The Patriots are actually maybe pretty good, or the Chargers maybe not so good. It's one or both or maybe not, Frank. Tell us what happened yesterday. New England's win over L.A.
Who do you trust more, the Chargers or Bill Belichick? And he's doing this with a rookie quarterback. They're getting better every week. The Patriots are for real.
Woody?
No, it's not about the Patriots getting better. It's about the Chargers, who 3 weeks ago were the best team in the AFC. They are drifting back into Charger land where they've been over the last several years.
Frank Isola, I have to thank you for filling in as host when I was away for paternity leave, and this is how I show my appreciation. 30 seconds of FaceTime.
What? Hey, really quickly, remember last week when Russell Westbrook got mad at Darius Bazey for that late-game dunk, and he said, I'm old school. Well, guess what happened on Friday at the Staples Center? Dwight Howard took a three-pointer in a blowout win in the final minute. They showed the camera on the bench. Guess who was cheering? Old school Russell Westbrook. So what is the protocol? Please tell us, Russell Westbrook.
You've always got questions for us, Frank. Thank you for that, and once again for last week. Now a moment. We dedicate today's show to the eternal soul of Mary Plaschke, Bill's mother, Mary Margaret. In many ways, our show mom, her presence and spirit shining through her loving son, Bill. Bill always said she was his first reader and editor and publisher, and she typed up his grade school stories. I love that story, and he dedicated every show and every column to her. I'll never forget seeing Mary and Grover come by for a taping, the light on both of them and the sunbeam of pride for Bill. Bill, as a writer, you're without peer. As a friend, you're all giving. And as a son, that no doubt came from an amazing mom. Rest in peace, Mary Plaschke.
Happy Hour is presented by Guinness. Drink responsibly.